coming up on episode number 840. It is Cover Story Night, Thursday night. Tonight, we're going to feature the music of a pioneer who was part of both the British invasion and also the California pop folk scene of the 1970s, and a fantastic solo artist as well. I'm talking about Graham Nash, whose birthday it is today. He turns 70 today. So happy birthday, Graham Nash. We're going to look at his music library, covers of and by Graham Nash, his work with the Hollies, his work with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and of course, his terrific solo career. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, February 2nd, 2012. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville tonight. The music of Graham Nash. Yes, so looking at the Hollies, looking at Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, looking at his solo career, and of course looking at a few covers that he's done over the years. Let's start things off, though, with the aforementioned Hollies. He was with the Hollies for several years in the mid-60s, I think 1963 to 1968. And during that time, I'd say it was the most prolific time for the Hollies as far as the songs that I know and love, you know, things like Bus Stop and Look Through Any Window and On a Carousel, stuff like that. Now, he didn't write all those. However, the songs that I've picked for today's show are Holly songs that he wrote. Let's start things off with a cover of Carrie Ann. Now, this is performed by Ally Campbell, who released an album in 2010 called Great British Songs. Ally Campbell, the voice of UB40. And when you hear this cover, you might as well say Ally Campbell solo sounds just like UB40. He's got that whole feel, that whole sound to it. Here's Ally Campbell and his cover of the Hollies, Carrie Ann.
Thank you. Could find
Think of it as the bridge that connects last episode with this episode. That's Graham Nash from the brand new tribute to Buddy Holly, or the one that came out last year called Rave On Buddy Holly. Graham Nash covering Raining in My Heart. Now, I know I played a Holly's cover of Buddy Holly in the last episode, but I don't think that one had Graham Nash. As a matter of fact, I know that that one didn't have Graham Nash in it. So look at this connection. It's almost like one big Jacob's Ladder of 800 episodes that you can draw all these parallels and connections to. Raining in My Heart by Graham Nash. And before that, Billy Sullivan from his album All American Popster from 2009 with a cover of The Hollies' When Your Lights Turned On. The Posies, right before that, from one of my favorite cover albums of all time, one of my favorite tribute albums, Sing Hollies in Reverse, a bunch of great, great Hollies covers by some terrific alternative acts. The Posies and their cover of King Midas in Reverse. And then we start off the set with Ellie Campbell of UB40 and his cover of Carrie Anne, another Hollies classic covered there by a newer alternative artist. Well, Coverville is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. AudioEngineUSA.com is the website. Their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all of your audio. Check out their award-winning sound, their high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. Now, the big thing over the last couple of months, this is something that they premiered at CES last month, and really, really cool, especially if you like wireless, the Audio Engine D2 and the Audio Engine D1. Now, these are digital audio converters, DAC units, that you plug in to your USB port on your computer or your laptop, and they give you far, far better sound than the sound you get by plugging in a headphone jack into your computer and plugging that into your stereo or plugging that into your receiver or whatever you do to get sound out of your computer. Heaven forbid you're just using a pair of El Cheapo plastic speakers that came with it. I think we'll be able to talk about that next time. But the D1 and D2 are digital audio converters. Now, what's the difference? Well, they both have RCA outputs. They both have optical outputs. They both have, you know, USB inputs volume separate from your computer, so you can manage your volume independently from your computer. What the D2 adds, though, is wirelessness, wireless connectivity, and just an incredible, incredible distance you can put these things at. Over 100 feet with typical use of wireless power from this thing. So you can put a speaker up in your neighbor's house and start playing music for him when they're not home. It's just one idea. All these great things you can get from AudioEngineUSA.com. When you go there, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, that's COVERTEN. You'll automatically get 10% off of your order. You'll get free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. Okay. Back to the music, and let's do a few solo songs by Graham Nash, covered by other artists. In 2009, Dennison Whitmer released a great album called Recovered, where he covered a bunch of different artists spanning several different generations and genres, including Graham Nash's Simple Man. Let's listen to that right now. Here's Dennison Whitmer.
I am a simple man, and I sing a simple song. I've never been so much in love, I've never hurt so bad at the same time. I am a simple man, and I sing a simple tune. Wish that I could see you one more time across the room, like the first time. I just wanna hold you, I don't wanna hold you down. I hear what you're saying and you're spinning my head around. I can't make it alone. Singing of the song, make me proud to be your man. Only you can make me strong, like the first time. I just wanna hold you, I don't wanna hold you down. I hear what you're saying and you're spinning my head.
Casino doors swing open, rich men raise their eyes. They say, who is this beauty as elegant as ice? And later there's an accident, another charge d'affaire is lying in a pool of blood, no witness anywhere. And they say she was 100 miles away. The hotel porter saw her climb the stairs, and the maid with trembling hands knows what to say. When the judge says, are you sure? I am sure, she swears. Pavan, cold steel woman, Pavan, how do you love a woman with eyes as cold as the barrel of her gun, who's never missed her mark on anyone? Pavan, Pavan, Pavan. The presidential palace, 1,000 people saw His Excellency leave his car and never make the door. The blood flows through his fingers as he clutches at the stain and staggers like a drunken man, lies twisted in the rain. And they say she grew up well provided for. Her mother used to keep her boys for sure, and her father's close attentions led to talk. She learned to stab her food with a silver fork. Pavan, cold steel woman, Pavan. And they say she didn't do it for the money, And they say she didn't do it for a man. They say that she did it for the pleasure of the moment. Pavan, cold steel woman, Pavan. How do you stop this woman when everyone is moving through a trance like prisoners of some slow, courtly dance? Pavan, 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 Pavan.
Birthday Boy himself covering Richard and Linda Thompson's Pavan. That comes from his Songs for Survivors album. It's funny, he released an album called Songs for Beginners and then another album called Songs for Survivors. That one, Pavan, great, great cover right there. Military Madness right before that by a group called Citay, C-I-T-A-Y. It's hard not to say it. Citay, like you're living for the Citay. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Sidai? Anyway, that one comes from a 2010 tribute to the aforementioned Songs for Beginners album, a track-by-track cover, including some stuff by Niles Nash, or Niall Nash, who is Graham Nash's son, an album called Be Yourself, a tribute to Graham Nash's Songs for Beginners. Chicago by a group called Stay. That was that one. Sounded like he's got maybe an Eastern European accent. I tried looking up information, trying to find information on a group named Stay. Very, very hard. Their 2005 album, Starting to Lose Control, is where you'll find that one. And we start off the set with Dennison Whitmer from his recovered album from 2009 with a cover of Graham Nash's Simple Man. Well, Coverville tonight is also brought to you, as usual, by ThinkGeek.com. ThinkGeek, yes, that I told you about the winter sale still going on, and boy, they just have new cool stuff coming out constantly. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, and maybe you want to get your betrothed, your significant other, a cool gift, but you don't want to go with the traditional, you know, chocolate or flowers or things like that. Well, why not go with a geeky Valentine's Day gift from ThinkGeek? Is the love of your life a Star Wars fan? Get him or her some Han Solo carbonite chocolate. Yes, it's shaped just like Han Solo frozen in a block of carbonite. Maybe get yourselves a pair of 8-bit dynamic life shirts. These are shirts that have hearts on them, LED hearts. And the closer you are to your mate, the more of the heart lights light up. It's like a little proximity sensor. Very, very cool. So many good things to choose from. If you go to ThinkGeek right now, actually, if you go to Coverville right now, follow the ThinkGeek link, then it'll take you right to their Geek Love, Geeky Valentine's Day gifts page, where you can find all this great stuff. Check them out right now. Stuff for smart masses, that's at ThinkGeek.com. One last set of music, and I did promise you some Crosby, Stills, and Nash covers. We're going to get those in just a second. But before we get to the Crosby, Stills, and Nash covers, how about another cover featuring Graham Nash? This is excellent. This is another album that came out last year, one of those ride-along CDs that comes along with Mojo Magazine. This one featuring covers of Harrison songs. Harrison covered. Mojo presents an exclusive tribute to George Harrison. This is a cover of Isn't It a Pity, recorded by Jonathan Wilson and George Harrison. I love the chord progression on this song. You're going to love it too. Here is Isn't It a Pity.
Isn't it a pity? as I did a shame. How we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. Now isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain? Not too many people can see we're all the same. Then because of all their tears, their eyes can't hold to see. The beauty that surrounds us. Now isn't it a pity?
Thank you. just a song before I go. To whom it may concern, traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the shows were over, we had to get back home. And when we opened up the door, I had to be alone. He helped me with my suitcase. He stands before my eyes, driving me to the airport and to the friendly skies, going through security. He held me for so long. He finally looked at me in love, and he was gone. Song before I go, to whom it may concern, traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the shows were over, we had to get back home. And when we opened up the door, I had to be. Just a song before I go, a lesson to be learned, traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. Thank you.
and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pens, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. And the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command, and your own road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are a-changing. For the times, they are a-changing.
From the No Nukes concert, the concert to end a nuclear future, for a non-nuclear future, I should say, from 1979, that is James Taylor, Carly Simon, and Graham Nash. Incredible harmonies on there with a cover of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are a-Changin'. Before that, the Vitamin String Quartet with their tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from 2003, a cover of Teach Your Children. Just a song before I go, one of those classic songs by, well, it was by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but that is a Graham Nash song through and through. As a matter of fact, there's a an old XM interview with him where he talks about writing that song at the airport and being inspired by that. That version right there, the jazz version, comes from Inger Marie Gunderson's album Make This Moment from 2005. And then we start off with Isn't It a Pity by Jonathan Wilson featuring Graham Nash. From a Harrison covered, Mojo presents an exclusive tribute to George album. Came along with Mojo Magazine last year, last summer, 2011. Great, great cover. Right there. Boy, in a whole show of great covers. And happy birthday, Graham Nash. By the way, it's also a great opportunity for me to thank Emily, who has been helping out tremendously with the Coverville scheduling, finding out birthdays and album anniversaries and things like that. Big thanks to Emily for her help. She was instrumental, no pun intended, in getting this Graham Nash cover story up to the forefront and up to my attention. So thank you for that, Emily. Yeah, you see her in the tadpole every once in a while. I think she's Emily 1979 is her handle. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com, if you have a request, or you can even use the request line. That's what it's there for. It is a request line. Use it for your requests, why don't you? That number is 206-222-COVER, or you can also go to coverville.com. It's the website, it is a change in tomorrow. February 3rd, we're doing a rollout of a new design of the website, and you may have seen some things kind of changing in the show notes, the way the show notes are laid out, and much more clear and concise version, as well as the play button, things like that. So you'll be seeing a lot of those changes kind of coming into fruition on the Coverville website tomorrow. We'll have to check that out. That'll be at coverville.com. Next week, more music, an indie hodgepodge on Monday. I'm sorry, on Tuesday. And we'll have to see what's next. Possibly a cover story for Garth Brooks or Carol King. Something along those lines in the next couple episodes, in about a week. So look for that coming up soon. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find audio programming so good, they'll pay you back with interest.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!